The Rocky Mountain Rangers, Episode 2, A Conundrum Beats on Cottonwood Creek. As our faithful group of Rocky Mountain Rangers flanked the fabricated tree and faced the nefarious Dr. Try, it occurred to them that they would leave his foul presence before he started hurling threats. So, in perfect synchronicity, they simply turned their backs and quietly walked away. Of course, this just turned up the heat on the doctor's already boiling temper.
Don't you walk away from me while I'm trying to threaten you.
Well, the doctor was at a loss for a properly hateful send-off, so he kept it simple.
And don't come back!
His words bounced down the valley as the rangers made their way down to Cottonwood Creek.
He sure is loud.
Yeah, his voice is strong, but his comebacks are so weak.
Yeah, I know. Don't come back. Ooh.
Yeah, he reminds me of the warnings on candy bar wrappers.
What?
You know, this product is made in a facility that processes nuts.
And with that, the rangers let out a great burst of laughter. It felt good to get away from the doctor and to get back to what the rangers do best, exploring. The only problem was they couldn't stop thinking about what kind of unpleasantness Dr. Try was planning.
An aluminum tree? Have you ever heard of such a thing?
My aunt has this metal tree that she brings out every Christmas. It looks like a giant fishing lure.
Well, I doubt the doctor's trying to lure in Santa Claus.
No, but I bet you he's up to something naughty.
I never liked that word. It's just a really weird word.
Yeah, let's just call it what it is. Evil.
The rangers didn't get any closer to figuring out what the doctor was up to, but they did make it down to the creek, and each ranger took off in a different direction, each on their own adventure. Mimi ambled downstream to noodle for trout under a cut bank.
Here, fishy, fishy, fishy.
Meanwhile, Zack walked along the bank, looking for snakes and frogs.
Come on, Snakey, come out, come out.
Rowan went upstream on a quest for the perfect rock.
Rocks and rocks and rocks and rocks.
And Torin just laid down, right in the middle of the stream.
Ooh, that's cold.
With the rangers deep in their element, for a brief moment, everything seemed right with the world. And well, even a moment of peace can have a lasting effect. Unfortunately for our mountain rangers, that moment was over.
Hey, you guys, come here.
It was Rowan, the rock hound. When a ranger calls, well, you answer. And so the other rangers gathered up and went upstream. Along the way, they contemplated what Rowan might have found.
I hope it's not just a rock. I was close to catching a nice rainbow.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, he has found some pretty awesome rocks. Remember that one that looked like a face?
Oh yeah, that was cool. Never take rocks for granted.
When the rest of the rangers arrived, they saw Rowan staring down at the stream.
Okay, you guys need to see this.
The rangers gathered around.
Oh, cool, a rock.
No, it's not the rock, it's what's on it. See, look, right there.
The rangers knew all about aquatic insects.
That's a stonefly larva. You can find them everywhere.
Yeah, but that one looks different. It's silver.
I think it's titanium.
What's with all the metal? Has the world gone mad?
And there they were, our Rocky Mountain Rangers, in a cold stream underneath the canopy of cottonwoods underneath the Rocky Mountain sky, asking the question, had the world gone mad?
I don't know, but we're going to find out.
So Rowan pulled an old tin box from his pocket. Inside were the small things he collected while adventuring. There were some tiny rocks, a feather, some pieces of wood, and he plucked the metallic stonefly into the tin and closed the lid.
Is it gonna survive in there?
It's titanium. I think it'll be okay.
And as the afternoon gave up the last of its light, the rangers hit the trail and made their way home. It was a long day filled with unanswered questions, and since no one had the energy to do much talking, it was a quiet walk back. When they hit the edge of town, they made a plan to meet up the next morning.
Okay, 9 o'clock at the fort.
Sounds good to me.
Yep, I'll be there.
But one ranger didn't answer. It was Rowan, He was deep in thought, when finally he snapped out of it and asked a question.
Hey, you guys want to take another look at that thing?
He reached into his pocket and pulled out the old tin box.
The box is kind of warm.
Probably from being in your pocket.
And it has a bunch of small dents.
Yeah, that'll happen to a tin that's filled with rocks.
And so Rowan opened the lid, and they were shocked at what they saw.
Holy crow!
The little titanium stonefly was glowing, and it was buzzing. It had destroyed absolutely everything in the tin. The wood was gone, the feather too, and the tiny rocks had been pulverized to dust. Whatever the rangers had found, it was trouble. And the world may be mad after all. Stay tuned for the next Rocky Mountain Ranger adventure when Rowan says,
sometimes it's the small things that cause the big problems.
The Rocky Mountain Rangers would like to thank the Bozeman Library Foundation and Bozeman Sweet Pea Festival for their support. Thanks for tuning in. Find us online at mountainrangers.com.